The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
Hello, and welcome to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission here each day, each weekday, for about a half an hour to an hour, is to provide you with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive and the most effective tools to carry your business to victory. Whether you own a small business, whether you're thinking about opening a small business, or you have a 85 location car dealership, a dental practice, a plastic surgery practice, a franchise owner, or you're a franchisee, we really want to try to, or you're an entrepreneur. We love entrepreneurs. But if you have that mindset and you're ready to launch your business, we want to coach you through every play, from financing, website development, website tips, website marketing, online advertising, to customer relations, employees. The Sport of Winning will coach you to success. Today, we're going to be outlining on our show topics goal setting for your business. If you have any comments or questions, you may give us a call at 646-716-8747. Again, that number is 646-716-8747. Or email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. A little bit about us. We do own a company called Video Broadcast Services. Our exclusive marketing firm is just one of our tools for success of our business and our clients' strategy. We use video to create a massive online presence for our clients. From website traffic to retention, we have a complete different approach to online business. Think old school Main Street versus marketing, you know, kind of like the way our parents used to do, and, you know, with cutting edge technology. But right now, we're going to be going live through our video program, and I'm just going to get that set up for just a second, and we're going to be doing a simulcast with that, and it should be pretty exciting. So we're trying something new today, so we'll see what happens, see how that works out for us. But before we continue, let's bring in my co-host, Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here. You know, wearing a few different hats. You talked about technology, and, you know, we're trying to do a simulcast here and kind of adjusting two things at the same time, working with the back end of Google Hangouts and also working with the dashboard of our radio program, and just trying to make sure everything fits together and all the puzzle pieces are together so that we give our listenership and now viewership a few more options to access our calls from.
Absolutely. So just bear with us while we smooth out a couple of technical difficulties. We actually did a dry run on this, but we're really excited about this because this really does integrate with everything that we're talking about on our program every day. It's kind of cool. We're very, very excited about this, so should be interesting. So today, Kyle, we are going to be talking about, I need to try to get this organized with us. Give me one second, Kyle. Let's see. Okay. While we're waiting for that to queue up, I do want to talk, again, we're going to be talking about goal setting for business today. I'd like to start off by talking about, while I get myself acclimated on the video portion of it, Kyle, can you talk to our listeners about the conversations that you and I have had about the importance of you know, goal setting, list making, all the stuff that you and I are kind of evangelical about?
Yeah, it's really important to set goals. I mean, obviously, when you set goals, you're going to have, you know, kind of a long-term approach to your goals. You're going to have long-term goals and also short-term goals. And I know that's something that you're very good at is every Sunday, you create a list of tasks for yourself to accomplish through the week. And you also do that every night. So you're going to have your daily tasks that you need to accomplish for that day, your monthly, your quarterly, and your annual goals that you want to reach. And it's important that you have those set out, that you have where you can look at those and that you can visualize those and work. Oh, perfect. We have another one.
Great. Perfect. Yeah, it, you know, what we were talking about earlier, we really want to try to give you some tools to be able to set your business up for success. And what we mean by that is being able to make a goal sheet for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 120 days, and what you specifically want to accomplish for an entire year.
There's a little bit of feedback, Marco. Try muting. Yeah, it's okay. Try muting your computer so that you're not. Don't mute your microphone, but just mute the volume on your computer.
Is that better?
Yeah. Oh, much better. Yep. There we go. Perfect. The first dry run.
Oh,
so we apologize
God.
To our listeners.
Yeah, well, we work out our little kinks. Our expertise is video. It's not video and radio conjoined. So we're working off the little kinks on that. Okay, so Kyle, you know, with what we're talking about with the business owner, what do you see the intrinsic value being of doing a 30-day, 60-day, 90-day, 120-day goal, and then incorporating that into where the company wants to be within a year?
Well, it's important, like I said before, you have to have something that you're looking at, something that you can gauge your success by, something that you can watch. You know, you can watch yourself and make sure to see if you're reaching the goals that you've set out. And you can kind of, you know, the short-term goals for the weekly goals are, you know, your smaller individual tasks you need to accomplish that help you reach your larger objective, which is going to be your quarterly goals, your midterm goals, and your annual goals. But you have those small tasks. I guess those would fall under the definition of tasks, where you have those small tasks that you work on every day, weekly, that bring you closer to your, you know, quarterly and annual goals.
Right. I like to think of it as a roadmap because, you know, you don't just jump in your car or hop on a plane and just take me wherever. It's really about being able to set yourself up for success. I highly recommend that you organize yourself in terms of a financial goal, in terms of things that you need to accomplish. Kyle knows that I'm evangelical about my list making that I'm always doing. It's just something that I do to kind of keep my compass, if you will, pointed in the right direction for where I need to be. And I find this so useful on a daily, weekly, monthly basis of being able to do that. Some of the things that I incorporate into my monthly plan is just the things that I need to accomplish, whether it's tax reporting, you know, payroll type of reporting, insurance stuff that needs to be taken care of, just anything that needs to go on there. You know, there's no excuse with a smartphone, an iPad, or a computer to use your calendar to set up alerts. It can be anything from bill paying to payroll, calling in payroll, or whatever it is that you need to do in order to run your business. And you can really streamline it through your computer and your smartphone and have it send you alerts, and that just completely will take care of the guesswork and the countless lists that you have to make. So I highly recommend that on your 30-day. On your 60-day, it's really more of a projection of what you need to accomplish in that following 30 days. And then I really use the 90-day to really kind of incorporate everything into that to find out where our financial goals are and what we need to remain profitable and where you want to grow that business. So it's really one of those things that you can kind of set it up whatever way it works for you. But obviously, when you're running a business, the financial piece of it is usually the most important thing that many of you are going to hone in on in terms of being able to make that happen, so to speak. And in terms of a year, I like to use that to be able to really kind of incorporate where I want the business to be at the end of the year. Now, if you're incorporated, you may run your fiscal year completely different. I run it on a calendar year from January to January. I use December to kind of be the catalyst for the following year to really look at, you know, what our hits and misses were, how we can capitalize on areas of opportunity, how we can fix our misses, if you will, and then incorporate that into a 12-month plan. And sometimes I do boil that down month after month after month, or I do it by the quarter. Kyle, so, you know, what are some of the things that our listeners could actually put into their yearly, their monthly plan in order to really kind of project where they want to be and how to remain focused on that?
Well, I think the projection and the focus are one and the same because your focus is going to dictate how much projection you have or what kind of goals you're setting. And Ty Benner, we've had him on our show in the past, and he has a really great saying, and he kind of lives by this mantra of how committed are you to your goals. And he said that when you're interested, you do what is convenient. When you're committed, you do whatever it takes. And something that a lot of people live, they have their commitment is also governed by distraction, and they have what he refers to as, you know, shiny object syndrome, where they just look at, you know, oh, this would be cool, you know, something's cool to make, $10,000 in a week, that would be really cool. And it's kind of that shiny object syndrome where they really don't have the commitment, they have the interest in that, but they don't have the commitment that it would take to reach that type of a goal.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. That shiny object in front of them that allows them to hone in on that and kind of focus on that. But it's also really important, I think, to incorporate your goal setting into your personal life, because I've always felt that it really is a parallel function. I kind of have this really weird thing that this is just kind of one of my quirky things, but I've always believed that, you know, the way your desk is set up, that the organization of your desk, the organization of your car, your briefcase, and in your life in general, is really illustrious of how you could potentially run a business or how you could potentially run a business right into the ground. So I really believe that by organizing yourself, I've always said a lack of organization is probably one of the most costly things that can happen in your organization, not being organized, not being recognizing particular dates and deadlines that you have to structure yourself. There are so many different programs out there that you can actually put your tasks into, and you basically will pull up your dashboard, if you will, and we use it for our video fulfillment for our clients, for example. And how we go through and we upload that, you know, we're usually 30, 60, sometimes 90 days out in terms of the fulfillment for our clients. But we can go in and look at our dashboard and know exactly what needs to be done and what the team needs to accomplish in the course of the day, the week, the month, 6 months, 3 months, whatever it is. So it really is a vehicle that kind of keeps you on track to where you need to go. So that's one tool that you can use. And you can actually put your goals in there, you know, as a Word document and kind of look at that and make sure that you're on track with everything that you've projected and make the adjustments as you go along. It's always good to kind of, you know, take a look at where you're going, what you've done, and make sure that you're on track to kind of accomplish all those goals. Can you think of anything I've missed on that in terms of a dashboard, a list making, anything like that, Kyle?
Yeah, it's important. I mean, to obviously have time frames that you want to meet your goals by, and that would come in come in terms of the dashboard and using a calendaring system. But there also comes, I mean, there has to be there has to be discipline also infused with this. And we talked a little bit about distractions and a shiny object syndrome, but there also has to be a discipline to where you're making the necessary, you're accomplishing those necessary daily activities that are going to help you reach your ultimate goal. So while we have our goal, we have our date set, we know that it's a goal that we are committed to, and we're going to let all the other distractions kind of fall to the wayside. We know that it's, we have to have that discipline and that devotion of accomplishing those daily activities to make that goal a reality.
Right, absolutely. And it's really, really important to, you know, incorporate that. I've always said that, you know, your daily list is really going to just kind of allow you to remain on track to near the goals that you've set. A lot of people, don't be afraid to dream big on those goals. I mean, your goal for your business is to double your sales for that entire year, you know, sit down and figure out, you know, write down that goal, but then, you know, come up with a plan of action for that. Make sure that that plan of action then translates into your daily list, because being able to incorporate that and look at that is just, you know, the allowing you to then have the ability to execute on everything that you need to do in order to make sure that you hit that goal. So it's kind of, you know, if you wanted to lose 20 pounds, you just don't write down, I want to lose 20 pounds. You write down how you want to lose that 20 pounds. You know, go to the gym. I want to eat, you know, 6 small meals or whatever it is that works for you to take that weight off. That basically translates to what you need to do for your business. So if it's doubling your sales, then you've got to come up with an action plan on how you plan to accomplish that. I have some really neat ways. I love to go back over historical data and kind of look at that and really extract out of that what worked, what didn't work, and then really try to define why and why not of what happened, good or bad, to ensure that whatever you're doing, you know, we've talked about this all the time, Kyle, how even business owners, when they're going along with their marketing strategy and they know that it's not working and they look at the monthly money that's being spent on it, and it's like standing at the craps table and you're down, and you just think that one roll of the dice is just going to flip you over into the positive. And I think there just has to, at some point, come a time where you have to look at it and go, this is clearly not working. And I think the easiest way to identify that is to look at the tangibility of what you're doing. You know, can you see what you are paying for and what are the results of what you're paying for? So it's the ability to be able to take a look at that and know that what you're doing is working or not working. So it's extremely important to come up with a strategy to know that whatever you've implemented for yourself or your business, you've got to have a checks and balances on that to ensure that you're able to continue on that same path. Because if not, that is the time where you kind of dial it back and find out where you've gone wrong. But I love how you always put this, Kyle, but talk about in terms of, because this is what we relate to. When a business owner is on a path and you know, maybe we've had an appointment with them, a consult with them, and they kind of throw their hands up in the air and say, you know, everything I've done, I have no idea if it's working. I'm spending all this money. I don't know what to do. What would you say to that business owner in terms of being able to realign them? I mean, we're relating it to marketing because that's what we do. But how would you realign with that business owner? And what advice would you give them in terms of saying, okay, this is what you need to do next in order to get back to where they started, which is their goal sheet, if they've gone severely off track?
Well, it goes back to what I was saying earlier with the shiny object syndrome, and a lot of business owners do this. They, you know, they're constantly jumping around, kind of a leaf in the wind, if you will, just jumping around to different marketing tactics. And one of the things that came to mind when you were talking about, you know, spending money out the door like at the crapshoots, I was thinking, oh, pay-per-click, you know, and a lot of business owners are doing that. They just they're spending thousands upon thousands every month on pay-per-click, and they're thinking, oh, I'm on, you know, the top of Google, but they're just bleeding money and hemorrhaging it. And so it all comes back to, you know, like you say, getting back to your goals, realigning with your goals, focusing on, okay, where is the money going, and where can we put the money that's effective? Where can we track results and track reports and have some useful data coming back to us to let us know that, hey, what we're doing, this is working for us, this is not working for us, and make decisions based off of their educated decisions.
Right. I mean, if you got in a car and you realize that you're going the wrong way, you wouldn't just continue going the wrong way, because that's ultimately you're not going to end up at your destination. So it's pretty simple. But I wonder what the psychology is for most people that no offense, Kyle, but men are famous for this. They even if they know they're going wrong, they're not going to pull over and ask for directions. Are you guilty of that?
You're not talking about Mitch, are you?
Maybe. But no, it's very, very true. And women too. I'm being funny, but the reality of it is, if you relate that to your business, and yet we run into this every single day, almost, I would say, 60 to 80%, and I'm leaving a wide window there, but 60 to 80% of the consults that I have in the course of the day, whether it's face-to-face or on the phone, they will in some fashion reveal that everything they're doing is not working, or they're not happy with it. Occasionally you'll get somebody who is extremely happy with what they're doing for their marketing, but then by the end of the conversation they kind of admit that they really don't know whether or not it's working. So you really cannot have an effective goal sheet or a goal plan or a map of where you want to take your business if you're not willing to do the confirmation of your action plan. You can have a goal, but you also have to have that action plan, much like losing weight. You can't just say you want to lose weight. You've got to come up with a plan to actually do that. The mathematical equation for that is 3,500 calories will equal 1 pound. So you've either got to consume 3,500 calories less, or you've got to burn 3,500 more, or a balance of both. So it's really quite simple, but yet time and time again, they'll admit that, this really is not working for me, or I don't know if it's working for me. I had one car dealership tell me they spent $20,000 in 1 month on pay-per-click, and they did not see a sale of one vehicle off that pay-per-click. Clearly, that business owner, that auto dealership owner, was extremely unhappy with what the result of that was, and yet they're still doing pay-per-click. So I don't quite, I guess it's the old saying, if what you're doing, the difference between a rut and a grave is just a couple of feet. I think sometimes people get uncomfortable being uncomfortable, and that's where I really think your goal sheet, you might as well just shred it, because if you're not willing to take the necessary action based off the statistical data in front of you, I'm not quite sure your goal sheet or any, type of strategy is going to help you.
Yeah, it's a lot like we've talked about this in the past. When someone's going, a couple of feet to that grave, they can't get there fast enough. And, it goes along the line with, people saying, well, I've already spent $20,000. I can't stop now because I've spent $20,000. So they'll gladly, instead of stopping, shifting gears, and moving to something different, they'll spend an additional $20,000 because they've already spent $20,000. And we see that time and time again where they just won't stop, regroup, recalculate. They have, they spend so much money, so we just can't stop now. We have to keep spending money in that spot that we already know is not effective and is not working. But because of the amount of money we've spent, it doesn't matter that we keep spending money there. And that's kind of the mentality that we run into.
Right, right. So, in terms of being able to effectively organize and strategize about your business, you really have to sit down and figure out where it is that you want to go. You know, I'm not a big proponent of business plans. In fact, I really believe that there's a simple formula that you can follow in order to grow your business, but if you're not willing to take a look at it and understand, because just because you've come up with a strategy, simple or not, doesn't mean that it's going to work. You've got to be able to look at it and find out where you've had your misses and then capitalize on that. And I know, Kyle, we've talked many, many times about how That's kind of a core business strategy that I've always really hung on to, because it's worked for me in terms of being able to say, okay, well, this is the road I'm going on, but it's not working. I've got to redo things. And I think that in order to have an effective goal, a goal plan or a business plan, you have to be willing to take inventory, and you got to know what those. It's kind of like trading currencies, where they put the stops in. But you know at some point you're going to get kicked out at your comfort level. You really have got to be able to put your stop gaps into your business plan to know, okay, this is clearly not working. I mean, I did an interview with one business owner about 5 years ago, and he didn't like being – he liked the idea of running this business, but he didn't like the idea of actually being in his business running it. He liked the idea of being a business owner, so much to the tune that – he admitted that even though employees had stolen money from him, he wasn't willing to fire them because it was kind of the lesser of two evils. He didn't have to be in the store and running the store, and yet they only stole enough to make it kind of an inconvenience for him. I mean, how ridiculous is that? And yet, I know maybe on a different level, there's a lot of people that own businesses that can relate to what I'm saying, but in a different manner. Maybe it's you know that your marketing manager is, you know, outsourcing everything and not really making effective decisions for your business, but you let it go anyways because you don't know anything about the internet. And you're kind of like, well, I don't know anything about it, so who am I to question it? Or it's just easier to keep status quo than to have to go out and find yourself another digital marketing manager. Or you know that there's someone on your staff that necessarily isn't the most positive person, but you keep them on because you're afraid to fire them, that there's going to be a retaliation. You know, I know those are real fears and concerns of every single business owner. So how does a business owner, you know, step back from that and say, enough's enough. I've got to take a different approach.
Yeah, I think the analogy that you just used was more of a, falls in line with the shiny syndrome mentality, where being an entrepreneur.
Everything's shiny for you today, Kyle. Is that because your forehead's a little shiny?
I saw that. I was doing some research before the show and read a post by Ty Benham where he was talking about this stuff, and I was thinking, oh, you know, that's, because a lot of, you see that today. Everybody has this idea that, they want, you know, that they want to be an entrepreneur, that they're a business owner. You know, I own a business. And what I tell, you know, what I've told people is that, when you're a business owner, so like, for instance, when you're an employee of a business, you have one boss, and that's the guy, you know, that's the person, that owns the business. You have one boss. When you're a business owner, you have many bosses, because it's whoever's cutting your check is your boss. So you have to know how to adjust and we talk about it all the time. You have to know how to, you know, every one of your clients has different personalities, different wants, different needs, different industries, and you have to learn how to adjust and meet the requirements of the different business owners and your different clients. And so instead of having one boss, you have many bosses, and that's just part of being a business owner is, you have to be able to adjust and move and take into consideration the wants and the needs and the personalities of everyone that you're working with.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things you said on the show the other day is, you know, be careful what you're committed to in terms of what works for you, because it can immediately turn around and work against you. And I really think that probably one of the key components of owning your business is being able to make a decision and stick to it and understand when something is working. Hone that. You know, if something is not working, bag it. And a lot of people, for whatever reason, simply cannot do that. I've never understood that mentality, but yet I do understand it to a certain degree. I think people are afraid of change. I think people are afraid to do something different. I think people sometimes just feel that positive thinking is going to change things and turn things around, although I do subscribe to that. But I subscribe to positive thinking when that energy is channeled into the proper direction. You know, wishful thinking is just that, wishful thinking. But, you know, positive affirmations, goal setting, visualizing, all of that is incorporated when the foundation of those principles are based off of a solid foundation of action, and you've got to be able to incorporate that in. And I don't know, I've never quite understood why people, and I think about this in your own personal life, how many people will just go on day after day after day after day without really coming up with a game plan to change their life. And I don't know, I don't understand it. I'm not of that mindset. I know you're not, Kyle. And I got to say, I'll throw this out, I do not believe anybody that's in business for themselves will survive without having that type of framework in your mind. Do you agree?
Oh, no, not at all. You have to. You know, we've talked about this before, especially since we're in marketing and more importantly, online marketing. Everything constantly adjusts and changes, and it's adjusting and changing at a more rapid pace. So we have to know how to adjust and change with that. Otherwise, our product becomes old, stale, ineffective. And so in order to make sure that we're always delivering a viable product that's effective, that brings results, we have to change with the changes that are taking place around us. And that goes the same for a business owner. I was having a conversation with a friend the other night, and we were talking about, you know, there was a new Walmart going in, and he was talking about Kmart. I said, well, you know, whatever happened to Kmart? They used to be the go-to store, and then they just kind of died. And and now you have Walmarts going up all over the place, and they kind of went in and took over that market. And so you look at these different situations where, you know, one company was able to adjust and move with the times, and the other kind of stayed status quo, and they ended up dying off.
Yeah, and that happens a lot. You know, I know when I first got into business, I would go into some of the Main Street businesses to kind of check the elders' brains, if you will, to find out, you know, kind of like a mentor. And I remember one man had really, back in the day, had expanded his business and went to, and he had, was a solid businessman in the community. And he expanded his business to the point where it basically broke apart and fell apart because he really was trying to expand physically, but on a mentality of, I've always done it this way, my dad did it, his dad did it this way, and unfortunately that model did not translate into the expansion of his business, and he ended up going bankrupt. So you really kind of have to be careful. And remember, for me, I analyze things on a weekly basis. It helps me keep a pulse on everything. It helps me stay focused to my goals. It helps me project future goals that I need to integrate, and it allows me to really kind of make the necessary adjustments along the way, and I find that this is extremely helpful. So to kind of recap the show for today, we highly recommend if you're getting ready to start a business or you're already in a business and you're really looking to kind of streamline, condense, and really become more productive, more effective, really take a look at what you're doing. Everything from the systems that you have in place to make your product or service, everything that you have in place to market your product or service, your website, take a look at that, make sure that that's up to date, state of the art, and ready for business. And take a look at how you're analyzing your the statistical data that's coming into the business to make sure that everything is running like a really well-oiled machine. And then take that information and set some goals on a 30-day, 60-day, 90-day, 120, and then branch that out over to a year. And I highly recommend it. Again, whatever your fiscal year is or whatever your calendar year is, I always find the week between right after Thanksgiving is when I start doing my yearly projections for the final year. And it starts by taking a look at the statistical data from the previous year and really looking at the goal sheet. I pull it out, and I'm able to check off everything that I accomplished or I didn't accomplish. But I will tell you this about myself. Very rarely do I not check off all the boxes. And that's just that's just my compass for me in terms of running my business and my personal life. And I hope that you found this information helpful, because goal setting, not a big business plan person, because I really feel a business plan can be condensed down to 5 easy steps. And that we are going to actually do a show about that very, very soon. And I have some great examples of that as well. But again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, an idea, or you have a product or service that you think would be beneficial to our listeners, please contact us. That number, 888-996-9697. Again, that number, 888-996-9697, or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. What we do at Video Broadcast Services, well, we show you a way to actually buy your marketing and advertising versus leasing. What happens when you lease a car? You pay for the car, you have the car, and the lease is up, your money's gone, and so is your car. We have found a way to allow you to invest in your marketing that you can actually buy it. You can see it, it's a tangible product, and it is very, very effective. If you'd like some information about them, again, reach us at 888-996-9697. We are currently offering a free, fully optimized and customized YouTube channel for your business. After all, YouTube is the second largest search engine next to Google. To overlook YouTube and only use Google, you're really missing out on 50% of your target audience. So it's extremely important that you take YouTube seriously. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus from Video Broadcast Services, where Kyle is on location today on a video shoot and where our unique approach to business, marketing, and thriving in today's competitive online marketplace pushes our clients to excellence. Until next time, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan, the Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.